Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. So with that in mind, let us begin with the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. And in this first part, we will discuss how we at Euro Digital Partners develop a social media strategy. We decided to create this series for a few reasons. First, we wanted to acquaint potential customers with our way of thinking about social media and how we approach campaigns. Second, we wanted to promote a forthcoming video series that we're doing on social media. Additionally, there's another benefit to those looking for great tools for marketing. Euro Digital Partners is working with the marketing intelligence tool Semrush to develop a course on social media management. The course and the series will go a long way to prepare you for the Semrush certification exam. It is a great way to prove to your employer or future employer that you are the digital marketing expert they need. So we often get the question, why Semrush? The answer is because Semrush makes marketing management easier than the other intelligence tools out there. When integrated with your daily workflow, it expands your capabilities and provides you with a broad number of tools designed to simplify your work life, but also deliver impressive results. Semrush's all-in-one software suite is for digital marketers specializing in social media management, search engine optimization, content marketing, pay-per-click advertising, market analysis, and even public relations. We use Semrush not only to conduct analytical research, but also launch a project and learn everything about the ongoing digital marketing campaigns we conduct. In this series, we will discuss how to execute the following four tasks with the help of Semrush. Task 1. Create a social media strategy utilizing SMART goals and based on an assessment of your competitors' strategies. Task 2. Develop a posting schedule with effective, diverse content for your social media channels. Task 3. Analyze your content's performance over time and maintain a competitive edge over your brand's competitors. Task 4. Report your progress to clients or to stakeholders. Let us start with social media strategy development. Beating our competition in the social media space involves developing a social media strategy that sets realistic goals unique to your business. We want to develop SMART goals. SMART, in our world, is an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. We like to set specific goals to avoid mission creep. You would choose something like brand awareness or lead generation instead of something vague like get attention. When you set a specific goal, you can help contain costs and communicate a vision for the program. We often get asked, so what's different about digital marketing versus, say, traditional marketing? My short answer is measurability. Being able to track every post, click, view, and share of social media contact is essentially what makes digital marketing superior to traditional marketing methods. Conversion campaigns would optimize for sales and clicks. For example, While brand awareness campaigns might look for brand mentions or more social engagement. You measure social media effectiveness utilizing key performance indicators, or KPIs. But once you've decided what to measure, you must set an attainable goal for how much you want to achieve through those measurements. For example, you would not want to set a goal of getting to 500 social media followers within, say, 3 months for a new brand that presently has only 2 followers. You also want to set goals that are relevant. Your goals should be relevant to where the business is right now and what the current business objectives are. So if you want to release a new product quickly, keep that goal in mind because your approach will be different from that of an entrenched brand that is not making big modifications to their product, such as Coca-Cola. Finally, set goals that are timely. Design your goals to be attained within a particular time frame, for example, 6 months or a year. Be realistic. Use your prior experience as a reliable guide. Now let us say that you've set your goals. You still need to know what your competitors are doing so that you do not waste resources running ineffective campaigns. Do not get caught short-sighted. Instead, beat your competition. Intelligence is key. Fortunately, SEMrush has great tools to inform us of our competition's latest campaign efforts. The tool offers various options for obtaining the most comprehensive list of keywords. But first, let us look at our competitor's strategy. The best way to do this is to utilize SEMrush's social media tracker. Start by looking closely at your competitor's content strategy. They may have found a strategy that you have not yet discovered, or they may use certain types of content, like link sharing or status posting, more effectively. After all, there will be a lot of audience overlap here, so you can learn a lot from what your competitors are doing well. With the social media tracker, we enter up to 20 different competitors who we can then track on every social media channel. We would also suggest tracking the number of the competition's followers, activity levels, and changes in growth or engagement. Then, we like to see how we measure up. We like to assess which of the competition's top content is currently performing better or worse than our own. This can lend valuable insight into what types of content our target audience would rather see and give you new ideas for how to approach content creation. After you've taken a close look at what is working for the competition, try examining what is already working for your own pages and profiles, assuming, of course, that they are already up and running. To do this, we load the social media tracker's top content reports. In many cases, businesses will hire a social media expert once they have their pages up and running, because it is only then that they realize that they are in too deep and need some help. The top content section of the tool can provide a baseline of content for you to analyze what is working for you or your client's social media, along with what is working for other competitors' pages. The social media tracker allows you to analyze data about the performance of each of your social media channels. That said, there are 4 metrics that are particularly useful in analyzing social media strategies, and we can use SEMrush to provide that data. The 4 are: which posts had the most engagement, which posts had the highest engagement rate, specific types of engagement like comments, shares, retweets, or likes, and finally, mentions and top mentioners on Twitter. For each social network, there is an activity dashboard that helps you analyze the frequency and nature of the content your competitors are posting and see how much engagement their posts are getting. For example, if you're a startup selling soft drinks, consider posting as frequently as big, sophisticated brands like Coca-Cola. But these metrics alone will not give you an idea about which days might be best to post. By clicking on the Publishing Trends graph in SEMrush, you can discover which days are most popular for posting and the type of content that might be best to post on a given day of the week. Let us not forget to highlight the importance of hashtags. Hashtags are incredibly important on Instagram. We often add 18 or more to our posts. On Twitter, they also serve an important function, but be gentle. You seldom want to add more than 2 or 3 to a single Twitter post. A small startup firm might use the SEMrush social media tracker to discover hashtags to piggyback on common searches that will get their posts seen. Alternatively, a large brand like Apple might use the social media tracker to discover which tags are already commonly used, so they might avoid using the wrong tag in their future viral campaign. Finally, use the Mentioners and Mentions tabs to track the number of times the tracked company, for example, your own, was mentioned on Twitter. Now, a few tips before we close out this episode. First, be sure to note the differences between engagement metrics and rates. Engagement metrics are not always as important as engagement rates. A brand with 200,000 followers, but only 60 likes per post, is not creating content as engaging as a brand with 400 followers and 30 likes per post. Sort your top content by total engagement and engagement rate for a bigger picture view of how you are ranking against your competitors, even if they have much more impressive follower counts. Our second tip is to use the social media tracker to analyze the competition against your campaign using the activity report. Knowing when the best times to post are is critical to getting likes and follows online. Finally, if you're new to the SEMrush platform, or even if you need a little refresher course, do not forget to click the tutorial buttons shown within the various tool pages. They display the latest changes and tips from SEMrush experts. So that is the first in the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. If you enjoyed this section about developing social media strategies, be sure to take our advice and share the content. Do you have other great techniques you use for strategy development? Let us know and we will add it to a future follow-up. Please tweet about us on Twitter. We are there at EUDigitalP. Like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic or your preferred purveyor of fine podcasts. Say that one 10 times fast. And do mind our YouTube channel for some interesting video demonstrations. If you have comments or suggestions, email us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Better yet, leave us a review on iTunes. We would really love to hear from you. And your 5-star ratings and insightful comments bring us a wider audience and help to motivate future episodes. And while you're at it, do not forget to find more insights from us online at https://www.eurodigitalpartners.com/insights.